What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedulefly. Here is another in our Timeless Advice series, and yet another from a book that we self-published 12 years ago. In fact, it'll be 13 years this March. We put this up on Amazon in March of 2010, if I remember correctly. Restaurant Owners Uncorked was the name of the book, as is the name of this podcast. And this book has massive amounts of timeless advice and wisdom. I've been pouring through both of our books recently. But here's a exchange I had with Kevin Doherty. Kevin owns Emmett's Irish Pub and Eatery in Chicago. And when I interviewed him back in 2010, may have been 2009, when we did the interview, he had been a restaurant owner since 1996, so about 13 years, and he and his partner had previously been firemen there in Chicago, and here they were running a successful hospitality establishment. And, well, that's where we get into this conversation we had about how do you go from being you and your partner go from being firemen to successful restaurant owners. Before we get to that, though, a note from a couple of our sponsors, or from our two sponsors, Schedulefly and Flip Mobile Banking. Schedulefly is our business. We've been doing this for 15 years, since 2007. We serve about 6,000 restaurants today with our very intuitive, easy, simple, clean restaurant employee scheduling software, and we back it up with legendary customer service. Simple software, great support. That's our foundation. It's been our foundation for 15 years. When Wes Aiken sat down to create the schedule at a restaurant, the Bridgetender restaurant in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, many years ago, he would spend hours and hours putting together a schedule each Sunday in his apartment, you know, pencil and paper with, you know, tickets, you know, just chicken scratch, time off request on the backs of tickets and receipts. And, you know, somebody wrote, "I can't work Tuesday." You can't even read the name of the person. And, he would finally get done with the schedule and take it down to the restaurant and post it up, and then the fun ensued. You know, as soon as it's posted, people are wanting to change their shifts, and the schedule would just change constantly. So Wes, who has written every line of our code, wrote a software that produced exactly what he would have wanted for creating the schedule and communicating that schedule. And 15 years later, here we are with five of us at Schedulefly serving 6,000 restaurants and their 250,000 employees. And the reason we're able to do that is because Wes wrote a brilliant piece of software that is very easy and intuitive, you know, point and click, plug and play. And we have very, very, very low support volume. And because of that, we can support that very well with five people. Web-based employee scheduling for restaurants. Y'all, if you're on Excel, you're on pencil and paper, you're taking a picture of the schedule and texting it out to your team, you're throwing stuff up on Slack or whatever. If you don't have a dedicated restaurant employee scheduling software, give us a look. If what you're doing works, great. If you love it and your staff loves it, great. Sometimes what we're doing works well for us, but the employees their lives would be a lot easier if they had something where they could just see at any second of the day on their phone when they're working, who they're working with. They could offer up their shifts, let somebody pick up the shift, let the manager approve or decline it, and move on. Everything changes with the click of a button. So Schedulefly.com, 30-day free trial. You can sign up right there on the website. You don't have to call us. We're not even going to get your billing information until you're done with the 30-day free trial and you want to keep moving forward. Monthly pricing. No setup fee, no cancellation fee, no need for training. We've never done training in 15 years, never done one training session. But if you need anything, we're super easy to reach and happy to help. My cell phone number, my personal cell phone number, is right there on the trial sign-up page, as well as on the Learn More page. If you go to the Learn More page and scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see a brief, you know, like 3 or 4 minute demo of Schedulefly. And, well, that is all. Give us a look. We'd love to hear from you. Flip Mobile Banking, FLYP. We know the guys that started Flip. This is a great business. They have a great product, and they take awesome care of their customers, which is why we decided to partner with Flip. So our ScheduleFly end users on their mobile ScheduleFly site that they have all the time and access all the time, one of their touch points on there or links is Flip. Flip is a very clean, easy, simple mobile banking platform. They have a checking account and a rewards-based debit card. Many more products coming down the pipe, but starting with the basics. A checking account with no setup fee, no overdraft fee, no minimum balance. All the fees and minimums and things that banks charge you, they don't do that at Flip. You can put whatever amount of money you want in there. They're not going to charge you a monthly maintenance fee. They're going to give you a rewards-based debit card, meaning that each time you use your debit card, you pull your phone out, you pull the Flip app out, and you spin the Flip wheel, kind of like a Wheel of Fortune wheel. And you're going to win something. Yeah, you might win Flip coins. You compile enough Flip coins, and you can use those in a variety of ways. Or you're going to win cash back, 1%, 2%, 5%, 25%, 100%, 110% cash back is the most you could win. And we know that's legit because we have a customer who's a ScheduleFly user who won 100% cash back recently. We have another ScheduleFly customer who won 23% cash back. So, almost all credit cards have rewards now. Well, Flip has it on their debit card. Go to flipmoney.com. That's F-L-Y-P, F-L-Y-P. Or find Flip in the App Store, F-L-Y-P. And when you download the app, use the promo code ScheduleFly. If you spend $100 in the first month, you're going to get $20 dropped right into your account by the folks at Flip. If you need anything, they're going to take great care of you. Customer service is a huge part of their model and appreciating and valuing their customers. So if you're an owner or a manager and you're listening to this, I highly recommend checking it out for your team. If you've got people that are getting paper checks, if you've got people that complain about bank fees, if you've got people that are coming to you asking for cash early, through Flip, you can get your paycheck deposited early. So there's so many good things about Flip. Highly, highly recommend giving it a look. If you have questions, call me. If I need to put you in touch with the folks at Flip, I'll be happy to do that. And once again, my cell phone number is right there on our website on the trial sign-up page and on the Learn More page. So I may be missing something. I don't know. It's hard not to just want to sing the praises of Flip because they've got a really cool product. I've got a Flip card myself, and it's a lot of fun to use. So on to our episode. Okay, so here we go. We'll pick up with Kevin Doherty, Emmett's Irish Pub up in Chicago. And I just thought it was really cool that he and his business partner were firemen. And we had just gotten through talking about how hard partnerships can be. And he was talking about opposites. Like, while they were both firemen, they're very opposite personalities, and those things help balance each other out, yin yang. But here's my question. I said, well, the failure rate in your industry is extraordinarily high, and you two were firemen. Conventional wisdom would have probably been that you wouldn't have made it, but you did. What keeps other people from doing what you did? And here's Kevin, quote, I think the number one reason is not being willing to put in the hard work. It takes long hours and complete dedication. There are a lot of times, we found it ourselves, where you think it's not going to work, but you just got to persevere. I mean, we're crazy enough to have just bought another building right now. Location is extremely important. We're in a good location. When we first opened here, there wasn't a lot of competition. We're not too far from the United Center where the Bulls and the Blackhawks play. When we opened in 1996, we got huge crowds before and after the games. Well, in the interim between 96 and now, the real estate boom, the consequent bust, they redeveloped all the area around United Center. So now there are probably 40 new bars between there and here that weren't here in 96. So we have to work harder to draw that crowd in. The atmosphere is important too. We've got a unique building. It's on a corner and it's pie-shaped. We've got 15-foot ceilings as soon as you walk in. When people walk in there from out of town, they say, this looks like what I would expect a Chicago bar to look like. So right there, when you walk in the door and you're greeted, the atmosphere is so crucial. Of course, if you're not providing good service or good food, that's not going to work. And you've also got a price. You've got the price formula. Downtown prices, everything's a few blocks away, or a little bit higher. If you go to the northwest side, they're considerably cheaper. We try to balance on that edge where we're not lowering our prices to the point more than we have to, but yet we're going to pour a fair drink for the price so people know they're getting their money's worth. And then we went on to talk about pricing and a few other things. And then we picked back up here towards the end where I said, you know, what other advice do you have for somebody that's considering opening a restaurant? Here's Kevin. Quote, I would find out what their family life is like. If they're married, if they're dating, if they plan on getting married shortly, you better make sure your significant other is fully on board. I was dating when we opened this place. So for a while there, I wasn't married. I don't think I would have been able to do it if I were married because it consumes all your time. So that was unfortunate. Now I've got the knowledge and time management where I don't feel I have to be there constantly. I don't have the learning curve that I had when we opened initially. When we opened, we were open for lunch. I'd get here at 11 a.m. and get out of here at 2 a.m. I certainly wouldn't do that now with a family. You almost have to be there all the time in the initial startup stages. If you don't have your finger on the pulse, no one's going to operate your business the same way you would. When you walk in the door, you're going to see different things that they don't see, whether it's a light that's burnt out or a chair that's not aligned properly. When it's your own business, you just pick up on that, and no one else is going to. I don't care how good your manager is. It's the same as how you always think your kids are cuter than somebody else's. That's just one of those things. You look at someone else's baby and yeah, it's cute, but your own baby seems a little cuter. You take that same ownership of your restaurant, end quote. I almost want to, well, I'm going to go listen to this episode having just read it. I just think that there's so much good wisdom in what Kevin said there. I remember the first time we went out to film Dave Querry at Big Red F Restaurants. We went to one of his restaurants, Jack's Fish House and Oyster Bar in Boulder, Colorado, and it was early in the morning and we were setting up to film and we were talking to Dave as we were filming about being a successful restaurant owner. And I'll never forget him looking around as we were talking and he was saying, just sitting here right now, I see 15 things that need to be done today. There's a light that needs to be replaced. There's this. There. He started pointing out the things that needed to be done. And to us, to me and to Luke, who was there filming with me, the place looked phenomenal. And the manager and the GM and everybody was doing a great job there. But what Dave noticed, because he's the owner, because it's his baby, it's just the little things that you may not notice. When I talk about a light bulb that needed to be changed, I'm talking about like one light way up high on a ceiling that was in a strand of, you know, a bunch of lights. And I mean, you just wouldn't have noticed it, but Dave did. You're going to notice those things as an owner, which is why it gets hard. And this is another subject for another podcast. And we talk to owners about this stuff, but it gets, you know, when you scale, what do you do? Like, how do you let go of some of that to a degree? Cause you're not there all the time. And, but anyway, this is such wonderful advice from Kevin on so many fronts, your personal life and how that intersects with starting a restaurant. Absolutely critical, though, as he mentioned multiple times in there, is just how hard it is when you get started and how hard you have to work and how much time you have to spend there. And that's kind of non-negotiable. If you're opening your first restaurant, you're going to be there all the time. And frankly, you should want to be there all the time, of course. It shouldn't be a chore. It should be a joy. And you'll know when it's time to step aside and start letting somebody else have a little more control, because that is also something you certainly have to do. Because you have to have a sustainable life and business balance. Can't work 20 hours a day for 20 years. So thank you all for listening. More of these episodes coming soon. We continue to dip into the well for the Timeless Advice series between now and when we start scheduling some more long-form episodes. We may have one or two of those before Christmas, but it would be one or two at most. A couple of them I'm feeling out right now. Otherwise, we'll get back cranking in January. So hopefully these short form episodes with really digestible little bits of information, advice are enjoyable for you and educational for you and interesting for you. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. More of these coming soon. Tell your friends, your family, anybody you know that's interested in restaurants and hospitality, especially if they like podcasts, send them our way. We'd love to have them listen as well. Thank you for taking the time, and more coming soon. See ya.